24 to 28 with Paige, Amy and Harley.
The following morning, just before the father left for his beastly second-hand car garage, Matilda slipped into the cloakroom and got hold of the hat he wore each day to work. She had to stand on her toes and reach up as high as she could with a walking stick in order just to hook the hat off the peg. Even then, she only just made it. The hat itself was on one of those flat-top pork pie jobs with Jay's feather stuck to it in that hat band, and Mr. Wormwood was very proud of it. He thought it gave him a rakish darling look, especially when he wore it at an angle with his loud checkered jacket on and a green tie. Matilda, holding the hat in one hand and a thin tube of superglue in the other, proceeded to squeeze a line of glue very neatly all around the inside of the rim of the hat. Then she carefully hooked the hat back on the peg with the walking stick. She timed this operation very carefully, applying the glue just to as her father was getting up from the breakfast table. Mr. Wormwood didn't notice anything when he put the hat on, but when he arrived at the garage, he couldn't get it off. Superglue is very powerful stuff, so powerful it would take your skin off. If you pull too hard, Mr. Wormwood didn't want to be scalped, so he had to keep the hat on his head all day long. Even when putting sawdust in the gearbox and fiddling with
finding the mileages of cars with his electric drill.
In an effort to save face, he adopted a casual attitude, hoping that his staff would think that he actually meant to keep his hat on all day long, just for the heck of it, like gangsters do in the films.
When he got home that evening, he still couldn't get the hat off. "Don't be silly," his wife said. "Come here, I'll take it off for you." She gave the hat a sharp yank. Mr. Wormwood let out a yell that rattled the window
panes.
"Ow!" he screamed. "Don't do that. Let go. You'll take half the skin off my forehead. Matilda, nestling in her usual chair, was watching the performance over the rim of the book with some interest. "What's the matter, Daddy?" she said. "Has your head
suddenly
swollen or something?"